This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
Hey, it's your boy, Trey.
And today we have our friend, our soon-to-be friend, Flat Earth Dave.
Yeah, welcome.
Are you there, Dave?
Well, yeah, good. I'm here. You hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
A little quiet, but we're good.
All right, cool. Yeah, we are excited to have Flat Earth Dave with us and just kind of pick his brain a little bit about Flat Earth and some of the other stuff that he seems passionate about. I've been a long-term listener, first-time caller here, so.
Nice.
Yeah, so
now, are you guys all flat earthers, ball skeptics, globers? What's going on here?
I don't really have a stance on it. I mean, honestly, I've never educated myself on it enough to really understand it or learn anything about it. So this is
good
this,
answer.
I mean, you're going to be teaching me all about answer. It because I don't know anything about it. All I've been taught is I've been programmed my entire life. So.
I'm going to be showing you some things to make you think, and then it's up to you to decide whether they're true or not.
That's absolutely, and that's what we do here on our show all the time.
Yeah, we try to foster critical thinking, so that's kind of... I'm from the mindset of if I haven't seen it for myself, I don't know that I believe it. So I'm not a round earther, I'm not a flat earther, I'm just a what do we got to deal with earther. Yeah. So how about you, Trey? You want to chime in?
Now, can you hear me, Dave? I know I got the mute on here. Can you hear me pretty good?
I can. Okay. I hear you. We got a little audio wobbly, but it's not too bad.
Okay. So what I am is I am a in-betweener. At one time, I was sold on a flat earth. And now I'm kind of more of a dome theory person.
Oh.
So I'm like, I just see more for me personally.
You're not on a globe.
Not on a globe.
Yeah, you're not on a globe, right?
It's just,
that's it. So when I say flat earth isn't saying that the earth isn't flat because it's got topographical. But down is down for everybody. It's in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
So once you understand that, then, you know, when you're off the ball, you can call yourself whatever you want. It's, I should be not Ball Dave, but I'm Flat Earth Dave.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right. And I think I saw some of your IGs and the conversations that you have with some folks. And I just think the passion behind people who've never been into space to me is one thing that I'm just kind of curious about. Why do you think people get so animated and angry of sorts at you for believing what you believe?
Yeah. It's because we've been programmed to believe we live on this spinning ball and space is real and aliens are coming from outer space. And our whole life is built around that. And then when somebody takes away that programming that happened literally the earliest years of your life, even before you can talk, you were brainwashed into believing in a globe. And when you finally go to school, there's a globe in the front of the class, and every movie, every cartoon, every show, there's globes everywhere. And it's all heliocentrism. And when somebody tries to take that foundation away, it gets upsetting to some people, and people don't realize how programmed they are. You know, everyone has their programming. That's why they act like they act, and they really don't know their true self because they're reacting to things that they were programmed. I guess when we use that word a lot, programmed, and they don't even realize that they're programmed. And the idea is to break the programming. It's like the movie The Matrix, you know,
right.
You got to unplug from the programming to see the reality of this world. And a lot of people just don't want to do that. Like, you know, the woman in the red dress, with Neo, that's where he points out, when Morpheus points out to him, that some people aren't ready to be unplugged. Some people just don't. We call them NPCs. It's kind of a negative term, but it's really not. It's just who they are. And there's people that you cannot wake up, and you need to identify them quickly and get the hell away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I've been saying for a long time too. I think a lot of us are quote unquote asleep. When we are asleep, there's certain things we don't remember, or things that we, you know, like me, there's certain things that I've started to remember and started to wake up. And like you were saying, I've just been programmed my entire life. I think we've all been programmed our entire life. And then they focus it in mostly when you are a child, because that's when your mind is so susceptible to being programmed and being taught the way that they want you to think. My question for it behind it is why do they want you to believe that? Why do they want you to believe that the world is round?
Great question. It's all about control. It's controlling the human race. And, if you believe you live on a ball, you live in a world of lack, a world of danger, a world of asteroids crashing into us, a world that's overpopulated. You live, you're insignificant. You're a speck flying through an infinite expanding universe. You know that in the heliocentric world, you have certain things you have to believe. First, you have to believe you're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour at the equator, which is crazy. It's faster than the speed of sound, and a curved trajectory, not a straight line, a curved line, right? You're orbiting the sun in a space vacuum. So let's break that down. 66,600 miles an hour, and you're in a space vacuum. So a vacuum, a void of any pressure. And if you know anything about gas, the gas laws, gas needs to be contained. You open up a soda can, it goes instantly equalizes to the room around it, right? You put a closed container in a vacuum, it explodes, right? Because the air violently fills the available space. So you're on a rocky lumpy rock surrounded by water that is smooth and curved, but no one's ever been able to measure the curve. And it's spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, and it's orbiting at 66,000 miles an hour, and it's also chasing the sun at 500,000 miles an hour, right? And Trey's laughing because it's so stupid that when you actually think about it, you're like, who the frick would ever believe that? Imagine this, right? Look at all your senses. Close your eyes, right? Are you spinning? Are you whirling? Are you twirling? Are you stationary, right? And every sense you have tells you you're stationary.
Right.
But nonsense, not common sense, nonsense from men tells you the other. So imagine this. Let's say we all were just born today and no one has told us anything. We're here. We know how to talk. We're figuring this out. Like, what is this place? And nobody would ever think that we're on a ball spinning and whirling and twirling, corkscrewing through space, right? We would be like, well, we're not moving. You know, I don't know what it is, but we're not moving. That's clear. And, you look at a standing body of water, a nice calm lake on an early morning, it's perfectly still and it's level, it's flat. You can measure it. But then later in life, somebody comes to us and goes, hey, by the way, the earth isn't flat. It's not stationary. It's spinning, it's whirling, it's twirling, and it's moving in four different directions at once at speeds that you can't even fathom. You would tell a person to get the F out of here. You know, there's no way you'd ever believe them.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving.
Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
But society's upside down. This is what they teach us. The vast majority believe it, and consensus is not, doesn't make it true. You know, if 99% of the world thinks that unicorn farts taste like chocolate, doesn't mean that they taste like chocolate, right? But, right. But it doesn't matter. Consensus is not, yeah. I just made that up on the spot, by the way. I never said that before. I never even thought that before.
So we were listening to one of the interviews you did with, what was that, Professor Dave? My God, that was frustrating.
See,
to
now
watch.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, but see, it's good. It's good.
It was good.
That was. I went to that interview very naively. I went to that naively thinking that that guy wanted to. I was kind of like, oh, he just doesn't know. I was so stupid back then. So stupid. And he's just a paid shill. You know, he makes a video. It's number one on YouTube instantly, and it's pushed by the algorithm because he is an anti flat Earth troll, and he doesn't have any good arguments. He calls himself a professor. He's really failed musician Dave, who dropped out, right? And he just makes up stuff. But YouTube pushes that because they think it was such a disaster for flat Earth. But it's people like you and others that will reach out to me and go, yeah, I saw your interview. That, you know, I'm a Glober. But why did that professor act like that? Well, now we've got communication, yeah. Right? And I could say, here, this is why. And I send you my playlist. It's called the Crash Course Playlist. I say, here, just watch the first couple of videos in this playlist and then tell me what you think. And those videos, you'll never find those by yourself. Google will never show you those videos. They're there, but they won't feed them to you, even if you search for them by name, right? So then I send those out. And a couple of days later, I get an email back going, holy crap, this is real? What? You know, and then it's so Professor Dave, or phony fake failed musician Dave, he has woken up more people to flat Earth than most flat Earthers. So God bless him.
Yeah, I mean, it was just frustrating to watch just with the way that he was acting. I'm like, dude, that I couldn't even pay attention. I was like, man, this is so annoying.
Out of that, the Globe trolls, they take a quote out of there, and they're always like trolling me with it, like. Spectroscopy needs a container, right? Spectroscopy, for those of you that don't know, is when you look through some sort of instrument to see what gases that you can see. And most of it's complete and total bullshit. You know, they look up at a star and they go, oh, that star is made out of hydrogen and helium and xenon and whatever, right? It's all bullshit, right? You know, we have a challenge for them saying, if I had a garbage can filled with a whatever gas, and I was a mile down the road, and you have your spectroscope, if that's what it's called, and I opened up the garbage can, I bet you couldn't tell me what comes out of that garbage can. There's no way, right? And that's just a mile. And they're saying things that are trillions and trillions of thousands of light years. And these numbers are just not fathomable by the human mind, right? But they say, and because when they were talking about, he was trying to school me on spectroscopy, I go, you need a container. So they're just using it for stupid people, that I said spectroscopy needs a container. No, spectroscopy is the analyzation of gases. Gases need a container. You can't have, hey, if I say, guys, come over for a barbecue, but I don't have any propane, bring the propane, but I don't like containers. Don't bring a container. Just bring the propane. Could you do it?
Nope.
Right? So gas needs a container. Spectroscopy is the study of gas. And so spectroscopy needs a container.
Well, I mean.
Sorry for that long explanation. No, but there, I mean, you know, the Globers are just so stupid.
It makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. That's kind of the weird thing.
Right.
My saying is, you're not stupid. It's stupid, right? When you can't figure out something in flat Earth, in the globe, like, oh, man, I don't have a degree in that. You know, I don't have a pocket protector with a whole bunch of pens in it, right? It's because you're not stupid. It's stupid. That's why you can't figure it out.
Yeah. His whole narrative through the entire thing was just being closed-minded and bashing and trying to attack the entire time anyway. It was never actually being open-minded and listening and trying to understand any of it. It was just...
He's actually just so disgusting. I can't even look at him. It's just so gross. It's so gross. Listen, guys, there's things, there's a physical world we live in, and that's everything's physical. Everything is physical, right? And then there's the spiritual world, and that's where we have, you know, you can be physically intelligent. Okay, that's a TV. That's a couch. That's a rock. You know, that's heavier than that. That's physical intelligence. And you can see somebody when they say, you know, they say something, you can analyze their exactly the meaning of the words that they say. And that's more physical intelligence, even though it's not a physical thing. Then there's emotional intelligence. When you look at somebody instantly, you can see their energy. You can see the micro expressions on their face. You can hear the micro tones in their voice. You can hear the words that they use, the spacing in between them. And you're analyzing all of that. And 99.9% of your understanding of them is not from the words. Okay. And a lot of people are lacking that these days, and they just live in this physical material world is where they want to have us. They want us not believing in spirituality. They want us not believing in anything that's not physical, and that's how they control us. So, you know, if you want to live to your true potential, you have to unplug from the matrix and see the world for what it is.
Absolutely.
I think that speaks to, well, it's two things I want to say. One, that thing that speaks to the nature of my grandma and old folks used to say, I haven't seen you in a while. Because they want to see the physical, but there's also to get the energy off you to see how have you been, like with your spirit. Can I feel if you're, you know, behaving all right? Because it's one thing for us to do what we're doing now, but it's another thing to do it in a room with a group of folks. You feel the energy. You can tell a joke is different. Me telling a joke over the phone and me telling it in person, totally different feeling, totally different outcome because of the nature of it. And it's that right. Economy, that spirit economy that you're talking about. But then also, it's interesting when you talk about the rotation of the earth. And I always tell people, and I try to explain it to people, it's really crazy to see that you said Earth is spinning at so many miles an hour. But not only that, it's spinning and spinning around the sun, it has a rock spinning around it, right? And then all the other planets have rocks spinning around them as they're spinning and doing things, and none of them ever collide. Either it's just straight right. divine. Guided
and how's it all held together? How's it all held together? Gravity. Right? Yeah. Gravity, right? And so, what is the most gravity in our solar system?
Was it planet Jupiter or it's not the sun?
No, the sun. Yeah, the sun. You got it. Yeah. So the sun's 186,000 miles across. Okay, that's how big it is, right? Mm-hmm. But and the moon is 400 times smaller than that, right? But they look like the same size because the sun happens to be 400 times farther away just by coincidence, right? Right. And they line up for these perfect eclipses all the time. Every 18 years, the entire cycle of eclipses repeats itself. I mean, this is just impossible stuff. You know what the three-body problem is?
I never heard of the three-body problem. What is that?
So you can take a supercomputer, the best computers in the world, whatever, and you can model two gravitational bodies. I got a sun, or I got a planet, and I got a moon, or a sun and a planet, whatever. And you put them in orbit, you know, based on their size and weight according to the model, and it will model it perfectly, no problem. It'll tell you where they're going to be in a million years from now, no problem. You add a third body to that, a moon or another planet or any whatever. Add a third body to that, it goes into chaos mode, and no computer in the world can figure out what it's going to do next, and it never repeats itself. Okay.
But we live
in a solar system that hasn't changed. They can't model three problems, but our solar system has like 80 bodies in it. Our galaxy has trillions and trillions and trillions. I mean, these are numbers you can't even fathom right now. I think like in the next week or two or three or somewhere now, all of the planets are going to be
aligned. So we can
perfect
see
alignment.
Yeah.
They're in perfect alignment. We should all be dead. Okay. We should all be dead. Right. Helium and hydrogen defy gravity on Earth, right?
Yeah.
They go up. Right? But the sun and gas, remember, we have a box of gas.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This
That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Into a lower pressure room or a no pressure room and open it up, instantly it fills the available space. But somehow gravity holds the Earth down. But helium and hydrogen in space, when you have enough of it, in the words of Monty Python, a lot, okay, it collapses and becomes a burning ball, okay, and it becomes our sun. Now, our sun is a small star. It's only 186,000 miles across. It burns 640 billion tons of helium and hydrogen. I don't know how you measure that. Every hour, every minute, or every day, whatever it is, it's a stupid number. You can't even fathom it, right? No one's feeding it again because it's in space. There's no gas hose of helium and hydrogen going to it, but it's been burning for billions of years like that, and it doesn't change. And its gravity is so strong it could hold on to Pluto, which is a distance that you can't even fathom. But when our moon comes around our Earth towards the sun, it doesn't pull the moon faster. And when it goes away, it doesn't slow it down. So the gravity from the sun ignores all of the moons, but holds on to all of the planets. Okay? Am I allowed to say the R word here?
Go for it. Okay.
Well, I'll say this for those listening. I'm going to say frigging ridiculous, but I mean the other F and the other R word. Okay, it's frigging ridiculous, and that's what they've brainwashed people to believe. And most people don't even know that they believe it. Most people will argue against flat Earth, but they couldn't tell you the diameter, the circumference of the Earth, the distance of the sun, how they figured it out, the size of the sun. They don't know any of this stuff, but they will argue to the death that it's real.
Yeah, because they've been programmed and told their entire life that it's a fact. It's not just an opinion. Yeah. It is fact. Well, how do I know that it's factual?
So can you speak real quick to one thing that I've always seen, and I've seen it debunked more than anything else, is the fact that when you look out into the ocean, I don't ever see it curve. And I know that you have a lot of facts about how, so for every, however many feet, you'd have to have a certain drop off of inches or whatever that is, And I saw this one video where they were sending this little ship with a flag out, and they had a telescope, and they were watching the thing. So why is that? To me, that is probably the most prominent thing to make me say this place has got to be flat.
Yeah, well, so things will disappear from the bottom up, often under different conditions for several different reasons. But in one, it's not that we're on a globe, because a glober will look out there and say, that building or that ship, the bottom half is missing, therefore the Earth is a globe. But they don't realize that that ship should be 800 feet below the curve. Or, they see half of a mountain, they go, oh, Earth curve, Earth is a ball, but the top of that mountain should be over a mile below the curve, right? Or they see a row of mountains and they say, look, there you go, I can't see the bottom half of those mountains. I don't realize that those mountains should be 50 miles below the curve, right? So it's hard to do on an audio podcast, and there's lots and lots and lots of video resources that you'll never find on YouTube. On my app, I have an app, it's called the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. You can find it at flatearthdave.com. It's a $3 app. But oh, Dave's here, he's just selling his app. But you don't have to get the app. You could just go to the crash course on the website. It's free, and watch those videos. And then you'll want to get the app, because you're going to want more information at your fingertips. So when you can look out, let's say you have a perfectly clear conditions, very no humidity, the ocean is glassy calm, no waves, right? And you're on a little island, just a little K in the middle of the ocean, and you look out, you're going to see a curved horizon. But I don't mean a curve with a hump. I mean a curve like you have your head in the middle of a hula hoop and you're seeing the edge, because you can only see so far before the sky and the ground appear to merge, right? Right. You guys ever been to Vegas? Like in the Bellagio, the hotel is so long that if you go to one end of the hallway and it's got all the lights in the hallway, that looks like the light at the end of the hallway is touching the floor. That's just perspective, and your mind understands that, right? So you can zoom in with a camera and zoom in and separate them and go, oh, yeah, it's not really touching the floor. And your mind understands how to navigate. That's how we navigate. So when you're out in those perfect conditions, there's a point where the sky will meet the ground and it creates a line. It's a horizontal zone for your eyes, or a horizontal eye zone, or a horizon. right? That's the horizontal. It's not the curvizone. It's the horizon. So when you're looking straight forward, we'll call that 12 o'clock. Let's say you can see 10 miles, just for a number. Just for a number. It doesn't matter if it's 3 miles, 10 miles, or 100 miles. Okay? When you look at 1 o'clock, how far can you see? If it's 10 miles at 12 o'clock, how far can you see at 1 o'clock?
Should be what?
It's the same thing. Yeah. You're just looking in a slightly different direction. Right. 10 miles.
Right.
At 2 o'clock, 10 miles. 3 o'clock, 10 miles.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't change.
Yeah.
So you mark all those points and connect them, and it creates a circle, like a hula hoop around your head.
Right.
Okay? And so you are seeing a circle, but your programming tells you, oh, that's the edge of a sphere. And the sky is just going beyond it, you know, around it, you know. And that's what you see. There is no left-right hump. There is no hump. Earth is flat, testably, measurably, scientifically, provably flat. We can go out on frozen lakes. We can put lights at – I have one where it's light at 5, 6, 7, and 8 miles. And at 8 miles, it's like 30 feet of curvature. That, you know, there should be there, but we have these different colored lights on a frozen lake with a camera 6 inches off the ground, and we can see all of them, and they all line up at the same level, right? So you have to believe that each one of them is refracting up at different amounts. I think it's 8 feet, 17 feet, 22 feet, and 30 feet, or something like that. But they all are refracting up that amount and stopping at your eye level to trick you to think that the Earth is a globe or flat or whatever you want to say, or it's just flat. You're just looking at it. It's flat. It's right there. We can see too far.
Yeah.
And then when you have a little wave in the distance, now this is really hard to describe audibly, but when you're looking at something in the distance, so if you're sitting, I'm just trying to think of a good example. I have a picture where I'm standing at the edge of my Long Island Sound, and about a half a mile out, there's an island, right? And then just beyond that, 25 miles farther is New York City. Right. But if I took a picture of that and I measured from where the water is at the bottom of the picture to the island, it takes up 98% of the field of the photo. The other 2% is 100 times more distance than that first part. Hmm. So just how things crunch down top to bottom, left to right, they also crunch from back to forward. Yeah. I call it foreshortening. Right. So as something's going away, it's getting smaller. Every time you move it another half a mile, it gets that much smaller.
Right.
Let's say it gets half its size. So the first half mile is a half a mile. Now it's really small. Then the next half mile is a tiny, tiny little bit. So it's really, in your understandable visual field, it's not getting any farther. It's just getting smaller. And if there's a little wave in there, that wave is going to block half the city. A 2-foot wave can block half of New York City.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So yeah. So when you start understanding that in the app on the frequently asked questions page, there's a boats over the horizon section and a we see too far section. The app's worth it just to get to those videos.
Yeah.
Again, you can find this stuff free on my website. You can search for it yourself. But, you know, if you try to research flat Earth on your own, and let's say you spend 500 hours, that's a lot. No one spends 500 hours on anything really anymore. You're going to find maybe an hour or 10 minutes of good reusable content, because the Google is working hard to keep you stupid, blind, lost, plugged into the matrix. They don't want you unplugged. Yeah,
we've done plenty of episodes on that. So
they never want you. They're never going to want you to wake up. They're never going to want you to wake up.
Yeah.
But I got two questions. One is, do you think at one point people in general believed that or knew that the Earth was flat, knew all these things that you were saying, and then they were reprogrammed to made to forget all this?
Yeah. So we were told that. Sorry to interrupt. I know where you're going. I wanted something else to say. I'm sorry.
No, no. If you knew what I was going to say, that's fine.
Yeah. So they say, you know, Eratosthenes figured it out 2,000 years ago, and that's a fake made up story. Okay. But I interviewed a woman named Ruth in 2020. She was 102 years old, and I was interviewing her about the World's Fairs. Have you guys looked into that?
No.
Oh boy, we'll go left on that soon, right? We'll take a left hand turn. And she had gone to the World's Fair in 1918 or whatever it was in New York, and was it 1918 or whatever the year was, and she was so lucid and aware. And I said, hey, what did they teach you about the Earth? Never mentioned flat Earth. Or what did they teach you about Earth in school? And she went to public school in Connecticut, and she said they taught me the Earth was flat.
Yep.
Right. And she goes, then some years later, they changed it. And, you know, I was like, okay. you know, because the teacher knows best. The teacher knows best. And, you know, the Rockefellers know the best. They're the ones that took over.
We were just talking about system. That.
Yeah.
We don't like them here.
Yeah, no, nobody does. So she was so thrilled to hear that. You can find that again. I have a video search on the app because I don't even know where these videos are. There's so many videos now. So you just search 102-year-old woman or maybe Ruth and it'll show right up. It was an amazing interview. It was on the spot, not prepared, nothing. It surprised the heck out of me. And then we found that people in the 1950s were still being taught flat earth here in America, flat earth and globe earth, because they didn't know. And then all of a sudden, like 1959, everything changed. The Gleason's map disappeared from libraries, encyclopedias. They stopped talking about it like it never existed, right? And that's where we are today. You know,
well, that's right before we went to the moon, supposedly. So what's the?
Yeah, you guys know we didn't go to the moon, right? Please tell me.
That was another thing.
We went to the moon.
Well, so that's another thing is they keep saying, "Oh, well, we're able to measure this many degrees of this, and we're able to do this." And how are you able to do that when I don't even think you've ever been to the moon? Supposedly,
nobody's
all this
technology. The moon isn't a place we can go.
Yeah, well, they claim that, oh, the technology was lost. You mean all the technology that we have today for you to track every single person across this entire world and monitor them, but you don't have the technology to go back to the moon, supposedly?
It's a painful, we lost the technology, and it's a painful process to build it back again.
I'm telling you. And we already covered how much money NASA spends. Every single year.
$75 million a day.
And you don't have the money to go back to the moon?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have the money to reshoot the scenes. I got a question.
So in the 1960s and 70s, they sent multiple missions to the moon where they drove dune buggies. They played golf. They were jumping around. They're jumping around. There's one scene where the guy is hopping along like a bunny rabbit. He's like, hippity-hop, 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 hippity-hop. Right? But here, like... people, we just had some people that went to Antarctica, and they said when they got there, they were so far away from civilization and the glaciers and everything that they were actually had a sense of fear in them, right? Mm-hmm. But they knew that they were going to be okay, but they had fear. These guys on the moon don't even know that they can get back because the engine had never been tested on the return rocket. They're jumping around, playing golf, you know, falling and like hanging from. It's so stupid.
The whole thing was.
And there's so many. Wait, let me ask a question. When you guys are in an airplane and you're coming home from wherever you were and you're coming into your home airport, you ever see your house?
No.
You ever looked out and see your house?
Never.
Anybody?
Never.
I mean, I have. No. I have. And when you see your house, you get so excited. You tell the stranger next to you, hey, that's my house. Look, this is my house, right? You're excited. That's my town. Wow, it's cool, right? Or if you're with somebody that you know, you're like, you're so excited. When they were on the moon, they never said the word Earth.
That is very
They never mentioned the word Earth. The camera never once looked at the sun.
Yeah, it never.
They only
crazy.
Took one picture of Earth on the last moon mission. They waited to the last one. They go, oh, maybe we should take a picture of Earth. Okay, maybe, right? Yeah. And it's so ridiculous. The conversation, but should have been this, right? And I'll try to keep it clean. I'll just initialize. Should have been, holy F and S. Look, there's the F and Earth.
Right.
Holy C. You know, holy, you know.
We should have said, wow, look at that, this.
That
is crazy.
Been the whole thing.
Yeah.
That should have been the whole thing. Every camera shot should have been, look at that. Look, here comes America. Here, look at that storm. Right. You know, that's all they should have been saying. Nothing else should have been said. They never once mentioned Earth.
I think the whole thing was filmed by the director that made 2001: A Space
Stanley
Odyssey.
Kubrick.
Yes.
Yeah. So he may or may not have helped. It makes sense that he did. But there's a whistleblower that this guy Bart Sobrell, who did a funny thing happen on the way to the moon. He's not a flat earther, by the way, but he has clearly proven that the moon is no one's ever been to the moon. But there was a guy that was involved at the military base that filmed the moon landing. And they actually filmed it a year before they aired it. Okay. It was already filmed and the set was broken down. And he finally told his son when he was on his deathbed, because the people involved, that you signed a contract that basically, if you ever breathe a word of this to anybody, you know, we're going to, you know, head to toe or whatever. And so he told his son, and his son, made a video, and then when his son realized, this is later, the guy was old, his son was old, he realized he had terminal cancer or something and he was going to die. So he gave the video to Bart, and somehow they had some sort of, they knew each other some way. And he said, you can't air this until I'm dead. Right. And he aired it, and the guy laid out all of the evidence, and it was all there, you know, and there was 15 people that were allowed in that tent where they filmed it at Edwards Air Force Base. I'm not sure which base it was, but there's so many whistleblowing stories. People say it was flat, you know, if space was fake, you know, some there'd be a whistleblower. If astronauts, you know, one of the astronauts would whistleblow. Well, you're right. More than one has. Have you ever seen it? There's a Russian astronaut that was asked if the Earth's flat in an interview, and he was like so pissed off or tired or something, he told the truth, and he disappeared after that.
Oh, of course,
he disappeared. He disappeared. He had a heart attack in his driveway.
We don't need whistleblowers, because we just need to look and think critically. And there's a you guys. I know you from this show right here today, and I could tell that you guys have critical thought. You have common sense. There's so many people that are lost in the sauce, and they can't. They're too plugged in. So congratulations to you guys.
Can I say this real quick? Yeah. It's one thing that sold me on just flat Earth or globe theory is I was sharing with them. I shared the story before. Is I was on my way back from France, right? And I am not a sleeper on planes. I have a thing where I have to be dog tired or take like a Benadryl or something for me to sleep on a plane, because I'll stay up. And I'm up on a 7-hour, 9-hour trip from France. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the plane, and we're in New York, and I'm looking out the window, and I can see everything in New York. And oh my God, this is pretty cool. And then I look at my watch, and the hour goes by, and we're just circling. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, so I'm sitting here. I get so nervous. I'm thinking maybe another 9/11 has happened. They don't tell us. I have no idea. I wake my wife up and say, we've been circling for an hour. We circle for about an hour and a half, and then we go to Atlanta. No problem. And I'm like, what was that about? The flight patterns, if you were on a globe.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hold on. That's not a flight pattern. That's something was wrong with the airport. It was overcrowded. There was something on the runway. So your flight was not on schedule because
made it on time.
So, but you went to Atlanta, you said.
Yeah. So we was going to Atlanta. The flight was supposed to be, I think, somewhere between 7 to 8 hours, right? And we were ahead. They circled New York
ahead of time.
Yeah. They circled New York for an hour so that we can be in the correct time.
That's interesting. I mean, the pilot didn't say, hey, we're ahead of schedule, but they.
Nothing.
So airports are so tightly run that if airplanes were late or early, you know, more than a couple of them, the entire system would get thrown out. Planes would be stuck on the tarmac. They can't get to a gate. And it's because it's so packed. So even if you've noticed, whenever you leave your airport, a lot of time you leave a half hour late, but you get there on time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you leave an hour late, you get there on time, right? Because planes go faster than they tell us, right? There's air currents at different levels that mm-hmm. go different speeds. At 50,000 feet, or maybe even 45,000 feet, there's like up to 350 mile an hour consistent winds in certain times of the year or days. And they monitor this. So, hey, you're behind schedule. They're going to put you into an air current that's going to get you there on schedule, so the whole system doesn't fall apart. Yeah, absolutely.
And
there's 950 some odd stations, even spread all over the earth, that release weather balloons twice a day at the exact same time every single day. So almost 2,000 weather balloons get released every day. They send their data back. It all goes to a supercomputer and it models all the wind currents so they know exactly where everything is. And an AI tells the plane where it has to go to get to its place on time.
So do you believe that, like, that if we was on a globe, do you think that our flight pattern should
be
shorter?
Dead.
Oh, wait, explain that. Explain that. Break that down for me.
If we're on a globe.
Yeah.
Right. Where's our, how's our air going to be contained? We're dead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's spinning off.
It's not even spinning off. It's just in the space. It's gone. Right. Yeah. People say, well, gravity's holding the air down and it's a pressure gradient. It just gets thinner and thinner and thinner until there's no, and then it's space. Right. Bull. Right. You take a box of air, just room temperature, not even pressurized air. So I get a Lucite box and I create it right here and it's completely sealed. So I got air in it. Right. Yeah. Then I go to any altitude where the air pressure is different. And I put a hole anywhere in that box, that left, top, bottom side. It doesn't matter what's going to happen. The air is instantly going to depressurize. Right. It's instantly going to go. So let's put a hole in the top. It's instantly going to shoot out the top. So I got the box of ground level air at 100,000 feet. Instantly, violently, it's going to fill the available space. The box will probably explode at 100,000 feet, right? But even here, so down here, I evacuate all the air from this room, and I put a hole on top of the box. Instantly, it's going to go.
Right.
Right? But they want you to believe that gravity is holding down the air. Wait, so if gravity is holding down the air, how can I take a straw with the low – so you got the vacuum of space, which is the strongest vacuum we can't even recreate here on Earth. But with it, I can put my mouth around a straw, point it downwards, and I could pull air and liquid up and away from gravity with the weakest low pressure system ever of my mouth and lungs, right? Just a tiny little low pressure system, and air and water is going to move away from gravity where it's the strongest down here. But somehow gravity could hold on to it's effing ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
One of the other questions I had too when we were talking about space a minute ago is I was telling them that I just saw a report, and I don't know how true this is, but they were saying that they just discovered a ginormous black hole that's been dormant or hibernating now for so many thousands of years because it went to sleep because it ate so many other galaxies. And now it's fixing to wake up.
Science.
Yeah.
So what does that sound like? If they're telling you the story of a black bear, right? A black bear ate a whole bunch of food and slept, and now it's waking up.
Yeah.
And that's what your childhood mind is like, well, yeah, that sounds really believable because you're connecting it to the story of a black bear, right? First, if I turned off all the lights in this room, every single light, there's not an ounce of light in this room, would you be able to see me?
No.
Of course not. You only see the light. So how the f*** do you see a black hole?
I'm with you. I wanted to get your take on that because I was like.
Yeah. So it's the black holes are just pseudoscience nonsense. They go, oh, that's so cool, wormholes. And that's how we get from here to there. Right. It's stupid. It's just stupid. And they tell us the gravity, when they talk about gravity, that people don't even know that they changed from Newtonian gravity, which is mass attracting mass, to Einsteinian gravity, which is the bending and warping of space-time. Do you know what the bending and warping of space-time is?
No.
It's retarded, okay? That's what it is, okay? Right? Nobody knows what it is, but that's what they do. I'm sorry.
You can
bleep that out if you want. All right. Sometimes you just have to use descriptive words. I'm sorry. So they tell this is what science tells you. They want their cake and eat it too. They tell us, so do you know what electrostatics are? Everything has electrical charge to it. Everything. You, your food, the air, everything is electrostatically charged. The ground has a negative or neutral, some people say, charge to it, testable, measurable, provable. The sky is a positive charge. When I lift something up off the ground, it's now surrounded in that positive charge, and there's a flow that goes down. Now, when I drop something, I've got my glasses here, and I drop them, it goes down because it's more dense than the medium around it. Like if I had a handful of rocks and ping pong balls, and I held them over a pool, and I opened my hand, they'd both go down, but the ping pong balls would sit on the top of the water, and the rocks would go to the bottom. That's buoyancy and density sorting everything else out. But the question is, why did they go down and not sideways? right?
Right.
Well, everything just goes down, people say. Well, that's not really good enough for me. But there is a provable downward flow of electricity. So how can we test this? What can we manipulate to do a scientific experiment so we can manipulate the electricity? So we can take something and we can put a higher negative charge into it and it will go up. Right. Well, we do one example where we have these helium balloons that are left over from party, and we put a button on the end of them and we connected it to a Van de Graaff generator, and it's just hovering like 3 inches off the floor. It's just neutrally just hovering there. And so we crank up the Van de Graaff generator to make the positive charge higher in the button. And where are you going? You're zooming away. It's all right. I'm commenting on the Zoom for those of you listening. Somebody's camera zooming out. So we crank up the positive charge and it goes down, and we decharge it and it goes up. Mm-hmm. Do we make it heavier? Or do we just change the electrostatics? MIT has a thing called the silent drone, and it looks like a bunch of milk crates tied together. Mm-hmm. And it flies. And it has no moving parts. It's just changing its electrostatic charge. The XRT-3B, I think it's called, the triangular aircraft, they've released the top secret papers on that, and it lifts and propels itself with electrostatics.
That's crazy.
Right? So what I'm pointing out is electrostatics isn't a theory. It's a known, disclosed, technology. Some people think, oh, we got that from Roswell. Well, where we got it from, we have it. And science, this is what I'm getting at. Science tells us, the people that want you to believe we live on a globe, that the electrostatic force is stronger than gravity. How much stronger? 10 to the 36th power. I don't even know what that number is. And your mind is not capable of understanding it, right? So let me ask you a question. If I came into that room with you, Trey, I'm going to go Trey. Mm-hmm. And I punched you in the shoulder. This is like that.
Right.
Okay. You'd say, ouch.
Right.
Right. If I punched you 1,000 times harder, would I break your shoulder?
Yeah, more than likely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If I punched you 100,000 times harder, would you die?
You probably Superman punch me at that point. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If I punched you 1,000,000 times harder, would you explode?
Yeah.
Okay. If I punched you 1,000,000,000,000 times harder,
I would evaporate.
You'd be like a nuclear bomb. Who knows? Nobody knows what happened. So that is 10 to the 12th.
That's crazy.
Okay. We got to go 1,000 times that and 1,000 times that. And we're only halfway to 10 to the 36. Okay. Right. And they say that the electrostatic force is 10 to the 36th power stronger than gravity. Let's pretend gravity is real. I know that there's electrostatic force holding that's telling me that the down is down on this. Points and density tell me everything else. If it goes down, why would you ever assume it was gravity? Something that's 10 to the 36th power stronger than something else means that something else is nothing.
Right.
Right? If there was just if things fall at the rate that they fall, and we're able to stand and we're able to jump and helium balloons are able to go up, and the electrostatic force is involved. So we have to say, well, the gravitational force is 1/10 to the 36th power of that, which means the gravitational force is nothing. It's nothing. If I had a 45-pound barbell and I held it in the air and I let it go and it was just gravity making it go down, it would probably stay there for 1,000,000 years before it ever started going down. Hmm. Because it's stupid. It's stupid. You can't figure it out because the numbers are too big. They don't teach us about the law of large numbers. Are you guys into cryptocurrency at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
So you know how wallet addresses are made?
Yeah.
They're random numbers. They're just random numbers, right? So if you had a computer and you can figure out a wallet address of someone else, you could take all their money.
Yep.
Right? You can take it all. So they're like, well, let's get some supercomputers and let them start running numbers and checking to see if there's any crypto in them, right? They figure this out. If all of the fastest supercomputers in the world were trying to find one Bitcoin address, it would take 10 to the 6 trillion years, which is something you can't even fathom, for them to find one address of any wallet.
Well, it's just like how they have the computers that they do the mining with, so you can actually mine other cryptos.
Right. That's a little different. But the point is the numbers are so big that the human mind can't fathom. Right.
Yeah.
So Well, let's talk about aliens for a second, and then we'll pivot if you want. You know, the Roswell crash. Okay, let's pretend that's real. I think that something happened to Roswell. Okay, so let's pretend that the aliens that came here came from another star system. And luckily for them, they came from the star that's the closest to our solar system. The closest, because the next one is like multiple times farther. But the closest star to our troller system. It is a troller system.
It is a troller system.
Right? Yeah. Andromeda? It is a 4.5 light years away. How far is a light year? It's 4.5 light years is about, rounding off, 25 trillion miles. Hey, that's not big. Trillion is only 12 zeros, right? 25 trillion miles.
That's crazy.
Let's see if you guys understand what a trillion is. How long is 1 trillion seconds? Just 1 trillion seconds. Is the Earth older or younger than 1 trillion seconds? Older or younger than 1 trillion seconds?
I got to be younger than a trillion seconds. Trillion seconds, yeah. Has got to be a lifetime.
You don't look a day over a trillion seconds.
All right, how long is a trillion seconds?
Why don't you guys just take random guesses, no Googling.
Oh,
how long is 1 trillion seconds? Come on.
I'm going
to take a
trillion seconds?
I'm going to go.
Whoever gets it the closest wins.
4,000 years.
4,000. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with six. I'm going to go with six.
6,000 years. Yeah. I'll give you a hint. A little closer.
I was at 8,000 years.
You're a little closer too. 31,000 years.
Oh,
holy smokes.
That's a trillion seconds. Right. Yeah. So if we were on a rocket ship and traveling at a trillion miles, 1 mile per second, right? No one's ever gone that fast. 1 mile per second, we traveled 1 trillion seconds. We're 1/25 of the way there, and that took us 31,000 years. We got to do that 24 more times to get to the closest star. And so that ship that spent all of that distance and came here, it crashed in Roswell when it finally got here. Doesn't that suck?
Right.
Right. So if I borrowed a ship from Elon that goes 100,000 miles an hour, unfathomable, mm-hmm. it would only take us 28,000 years to get to that star, right? I don't even think the Earth is 28,000 years to be older, no. If you ask me.
No, it's not.
But so again, these numbers that they come up with are just to make your mind melt, because they know if you can't process the number, you'll just divert your intelligence to somebody else, somebody that got a degree, right? And how do you get a degree? How do you become a professor or a teacher?
Go to school
and study the system.
Go to school.
Be programmed.
Study the system. What do you mean study the system? You mean question things? Or
no,
just memorize?
You memorize. Program. You want to be a part of the program. To teach the program, you have to learn the program.
And who makes the program?
The government. There you go.
The Rockefellers. You know, they took over the school system.
New world order.
Hey, you said it. So give me a 1 minute. Just try to keep it 1 minute, Dave, because you said it. You may have seen Trey's face. I know how much you love Elon. So Trey also loves Elon. So give me a one minute breakdown on how much you love Elon, Dave, because it's a running joke.
Why you do this? All right? I don't want to.
I don't love him. By the way,
it's a running joke on this show about how much Trey loves Elon. So
I just lost all sound.
Are you there?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh. It's Elon. I'm telling you, it's Elon.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be Elon.
Shocker or something.
You bring up Elon.
This is what you get.
You did. Now Dave has to reset his sound. See? This is just more ammunition for me. To tell people.
Well, how you know it's just Elon? We were doing fine.
Hold on. My battery in my headphone just died.
Right. It's okay. You're good. Just let us know when you can hear us again, Dave. We're talking about how much
Rockefellers too, so that could have been.
Is there any echo?
No, you're good.
No,
you're good.
We hear you just fine.
And you can hear this?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear this tapping?
Yeah.
We're gonna
go for that.
A couple of times.
So Elon Musk. You know, he's our savior. He freed Twitter, right? The guy is an impossible guy. He's a car company. He goes to space. You know, you got to watch some of my video podcasts where I break down his rocket flights. He's faking going to space. He's faking going to space. He's faking everything else.
I saw the landing of the rocket ship.
Rockets. It's over. Listen, here's what you do. And this is just the beginning. On my website, flatearthdave.com, scroll down and you're going to see an Elon Musk banner. All right, click it. It's a 5-minute video. Bring your tissues. All right. All right. Bring your tissues because it's over. Elon Musk is a total fraud. Now, the question I go back and forth on, is he in on it or is he just an MK Ultra idiot?
He's in on it.
Maybe.
He's in. I was trying to get them to see a couple episodes ago that I said Elon hasn't done anything. And I was watching this video and this guy said something and he said, there's some people in life who don't work hard. They just extremely lucky and fortunate, and they just got luck with them, and they get these opportunities and they just get them, right? I look at Elon like that. He didn't create anything. He didn't start anything. He hasn't proven himself. He just buys things that other people have created or started, and then he takes it as his own. And so
it's all theater. Yeah, it's all theater, Trey. Yeah. None of it's real.
Right.
None of it's real.
Right.
You've made Trey's year already, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I did send him the video on your website because he's just such an Elon lover, and I'm like, you gotta
see. He won't watch it. I can tell already he won't watch it. He won't watch it.
I'm gonna watch it now. I may make a whole short film out of it because until Elon bans me from X, then he will do that. By the way. He doesn't like what you're saying. He'll ban you.
God bless him. X is the only place that we can freely post stuff these days. So, hey, is that really him or is that just trying to corral us all into one place so they can control us from there?
Well, until he finds out that you're saying, if you say anything negative about it, he has banned people's account. They say something negative.
Well, we see what happened to your headphones when I brought up Elon, Dave. So you got to watch out.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I did say, too, it may not just been Elon because we did mention the Rockefellers, too, and the New World Order. So yeah, all three of those. A trifecta.
Somebody hit
there.
The button on your headphones.
Yeah.
But before we go, because I know time went away from us really quick, really quick.
Well,
but
I'll go a few minutes over. Go ahead. What do you want to ask?
Antarctica. We haven't even touched on Antarctica, and I really wanted to dive into it.
Yeah, I really wanted you to.
Let's go. We go 10 minutes, 10 minutes, yeah. 15 minutes more.
Just tell me when you're done, and because I know you got other things to do. So
yeah.
But we really wanted to hit on Antarctica a little bit. I wanted to hear some of your theories on what Antarctica is. Personally, real quick, I think Antarctica is a elitist area that we're just not allowed to go because of resources or whatever. I don't know if that's the staging ground for end of the world or what. I don't know exactly what it is, but that's kind of my running theory, and I just want to hear what you had to say on that.
So there's a weird thing. All the world leaders, they all go to Antarctica, and they go like to one of the bases near the shoreline there, and then they disappear for 2 or 3 days, and they re-show up, and they go home, and they never say what they were doing down there. during World War II, I guess, there's the Russians had all these submarines down there. I think there was something like 2,000 Russian submarines defected, and they all went to Antarctica and disappeared. Like, what is going on out there? Wow. I think Antarctica. So large bodies of water at rest need containment. You can't have a pond unless the sides of the pond are higher than the water, right? You can't have a lake unless the sides of the lake are higher than the water. You can't have oceans unless the sides of the ocean are higher than the water, right? What's the highest continent on Earth by more than double number two?
Antarctica.
Antarctica. Antarctica is the shoreline of our world pond. The question is, what's beyond Antarctica? Is it all ice or are there warmer areas? Are there other areas? And there's been reports, Admiral Byrd and stuff, they said they were flying south and all of a sudden they saw green pastures and all sorts of stuff. I think that there's other advanced civilizations out on Antarctica or beyond Antarctica, who knows? There's a book called The Iron Republic, which I recommend people read, but most people don't read these days. So you can just search on YouTube or you can find it on the app.
Gotta listen to,
The Iron Republic on the channel called The Morgyle. He read it for you. So you can listen to it while you're commuting to work or taking a walk, whatever. And I guarantee if you listen to it for 20 minutes, you're hooked. You're in. It's only like 5.5 hours. And it's a great, great book about a politician out of New York in the late 1800s just got fed up with the system, sold everything, bought a big ship, and was exploring Antarctica. And he found like an inlet. He got sucked into it because there was a heavy current. Then he got popped out into the ocean again, and he was lost at sea for months, a couple months. Then they saw land. They didn't know where they were. The stars didn't line up. And they saw a city, and it was nighttime, so they waited till the morning. And in the morning, a boat came out and greeted them in English. And it said, you know, welcome, you know, and like, hey, we're from America. Where are we? And it's like, well, you're at the Iron Republic. And they go, where's the Iron Republic? And the guy goes, well, it's on the other side of Antarctica, about the same distance as the United States. And they didn't understand that. And he goes, well, I will, we'll take you in and we'll tell you more. And the guy ended up, there was an advanced civilization living there with advanced everything, just technology, all sorts of stuff. And what it was is those were people that lived here in the 1600s, and they got fed up and they left. They said, this tyranny is bullshit. And they left and started a new world on another continent on the other side of Antarctica. So Antarctica is not a continent at the bottom of a ball, right? You can go on Google. This is something you could do right now. Go on the web version of Google Maps, Google Earth, and take the measuring tool and draw a circle, you know, connect the points all around the United States. It'll tell you how many square miles it is. Try it around Greenland, no problem. Try it around Australia, Madagascar, no problem. Try it around around Antarctica, and it flips out. It does an inverse loop. It turns into like a crescent moon. And the same thing at the North Pole. It will not measure it because we don't live on a ball. They morphed the flat Earth around a sphere, and Google Earth can't figure out how to measure it.
That
pretty
is
wild.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
did you guys have any questions on Antarctica?
Yeah, Dave, I just think this right here, I think it's really weird. And I was sharing with them earlier before we got on. It's like everywhere in the world, you know, you got to see what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. You see North Korea every year shoots off a rocket. You see China antagonizing Taiwan and this area, you see America doing its thing. I said, everywhere else in the world, we got turmoil. But when it comes down to Antarctica, all of a sudden, our minds say, don't we agree, we're not going to touch it. That's weird.
So all the countries are fighting for power, land, and resources, right? That's what we fight about. Right. It's all about. But Antarctica, all the countries in the world agree. Nobody can independently explore there. Okay. The other thing they agree on, that everybody must get the pokey poke in their arm. Okay. Yeah. Everybody must get that. Right. So two things that all these countries all agree on, and these are controlling the human race. Mm. Right. I don't know, guys, how you feel about the pokey poke, but the pokey poke is literally, you know, you want to be careful.
Right.
Not be careful. You want to stay away from that.
We're not the pokey poke folks, so you're in good shape.
Yeah, good.
One thing we all agree on.
And listen, anyone listening, that if you, you know, there's so many people that did get the pokey poke and they're like, oh, shit, now what I do? And they're just like deep down inside, they're like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. There is a way. It's all about detoxing, especially what's going on in the world right now. They're using frequencies on us and all sorts of stuff to make us agitated, make us not be able to think, all sorts of stuff. And that's because of the stuff that's in your body from the pokey poke, and from the spraying of the air and from the foods that they feed us. But there's a way to detox, and there's something. I don't sell this because I'm trying to make money. I'm selling this because it really friggin' works. It's called Masterpiece. You can find it on my website. You can find it on the app. You just put these drops under your tongue once or twice a day, and it tastes like salt water, and it literally detoxes this crap out of you. And I would never live a day without it. So I highly recommend people do that. You can buy it from my website. You can link to it from my website. Or if you know anyone else selling it, just get it. It's amazing. It doesn't matter.
Well, our podcast, we're probably about 40-ish episodes in. So we're still fairly new. We haven't had a chance to touch on frequencies. And you just mentioned that. Yeah. And now, what is your theory on frequencies?
Well, they've admit that, you know, during wars and stuff like the Iraq war, they were shooting frequencies at the troop, that the other troops, to make them go crazy. They do all sorts of stuff.
I'm talking about frequencies like in our music and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that too. You know, they changed our music from 432 to 440.
Yep, right.
And that's a destructive frequency versus a love frequency. Yep. Yeah. So there's so much stuff. There's so much with that. We can't even get into that. I mean, everything has been weaponized.
Are you excited?
Everything has been weaponized.
Are you excited for RFK? Because you mentioned the food thing, and that's one thing we've talked about is RFK.
I was, I, I was, but I don't know if he's just going to crumble and be part of the system. Probably is. I'm not excited about anything in government. I kind of ignore government because I don't need anyone to govern my mint, my mind.
Right.
Govern the mind is control the mind, government. Right. I don't accept them being over me. I barely allow them to be under me. Right. And unless they have a purpose, and they really don't. So there's a lot there. So before we wrap it up, the old world, less than around 200 years ago, maybe less, there was an advanced civilization worldwide, far more advanced than we are. Okay. We didn't discover America. We didn't found it. We did found it. We found it. We didn't friggin' build it. Right.
Right.
This building was founded in 1801. But then you look at the history, it's like, what? It's been here for way longer than that. Right. And once you see it, you're going to go out in your own hometown. You're going to look around and go, how did I not see this before? And you're going to literally kick yourself in your ass because it's right in front of you every day, everywhere. The old world is here and it is mind blowing. On my app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, I have an old world page. There's a picture of a griffin on it. Click it. It'll bring you to all the greatest videos. But if you don't have the app and you don't want to do that, that's fine. There's the best channel. There's a great video you should start with on my website, flatearthdave.com. You'll see a video. It says Old World Order. It's a big banner. Old World Order. It's a 90-minute video. If you watch it, your life will never be the same. Watch it tonight. Watch Old World Order, and you're going to just say, holy moly cannoli. Okay?
I'm going to watch it.
And then there's another channel called My Lunch Break. And I want to tell you, by the way, I just watched his video from this week. 5 minutes. I finished it 5 minutes before the show. It's a mind blower. And I've watched, he's like at episode 120, right? You need to watch all of them. So My Lunch Break is on YouTube, Rumble, Rockfin. He's everywhere. Find My Lunch Break. But I'd say start with Old World Order because you need a foundation before you jump in. And you're going to binge watch all 120 episodes. It's going to blow your mind. Okay? Really. So here's one other thing. When years ago, people started saying, everyone would share videos all the time and Flat Earth is going crazy. And he said, Dave, you got to watch this video. I was like, all right, what is this video? Right? Oh, 5 hours? Get the hell out of here. I'm not watching a 5-hour video. And then someone else sent it to me. And like for a week, I had it. I'm like, I don't have time for a 5-hour video. And then one night I'm cleaning up. It's around 11 p.m. I said, let me just throw this on while I straighten up my desk. Right? And I put it on. 10 minutes later, I'm not straightening my desk anymore. And the next thing I know, it's 4 a.m.
You're just in
I'm
it.
I'm like, holy crap. Wait, this gets worse. I went and did what I had to do for the day. And then I came home and I watched it again. I watched a 5-hour video twice in 24 hours. It's on the app on the More Resources page. It's called, what the hell is it called? It's called the History of Flat Earth. And it is mind-blowing. I would say start with that, but you can't get people to watch a 5-minute video of what they, you know, something they're not interested in, something they don't believe. So here, I'm going to give your audience some motivation. You guys like Bitcoin. I offer 3 Bitcoins for 1 globe proof. But this is what you have to do before you submit your globe proof to me. This is real. You have to either get the app and watch the daily, every day there's a daily video. Just every day while you're having your breakfast, watch the daily video for 2 weeks. At the end of that, if you think you have a glow proof, send it to me, but check the FAQ page first to make sure it hasn't been answered over there, because it probably has. If you don't want to get the app, that's fine. Go to my website, flatearthdave.com. Go to where you see a picture of me right in the middle of the website. It says Crash Course. Click it. And there's a whole list of videos that Google is hiding from you because you're not mature enough to see them, right? And watch the first 3 or 5 and then send me your glow proof. But I guarantee you won't, because you'll be a flat earther. Right. So unless you're ready to be ridiculed by your friends and family, don't do anything I said, because you will be a flat earther if you do any of these things.
That's right.
Hey, I say all the time, people, they don't understand me anyway. So I'll dive down that rabbit hole.
So right. Watch it. What were you into before Flat Earth, Dave?
What was I had a commercial solar power development company by my own company. I'd left. I was in a solar power company. I brought them into the commercial market. Then I left. Well, they actually sold out. And I took 2 other people with me and started my own development company, doing extremely well. I reached my dream. You know, I worked hard in my life. I had my own company. I was making tons of money, had lots of free time. And then I realized that the world is going to hell, and if people don't wake up, we're going to be there. So I resigned. I walked away from it because my truth journey was interfering with business too. And and one of my partners was freaking out because he's just a normie, which is great. Greatest thing that ever happened to me. I walked away from everything. And here I am talking to you guys because this is what mattered. What difference does Flat Earth make? I still have to go to work on Monday. I'm in Mexico, guys, for the whole winter. I don't have to go to work on Monday.
Right.
Okay? Right? It's just because this world is so much more than they want. They're hiding it from us. So
right.
If you want to live to your true potential, you can't do it plugged into a friggin' machine, into the matrix, I mean.
Yes.
You know? Right. And once you see it, you know, and there's a lot of demons trying to stop you. They're making up stuff. The trolls are going to show up on this video, by the way. This video is going to get more views than all of your other videos combined, probably. Right? But the trolls are going to show up and go, Dave's a grifter. His app uses globe math to locate, you know, things. And they're going to say all this stuff. They're going to say Flat Earth has been disproven because the sun movement in the sky doesn't do what the Flat Earth thinks, right? The sun in the sky, wait, the helium ball and hydrogen in the space vacuum that holds on to Pluto, that thing that you're making up stories about, the movement of its movement makes a difference of the shape of the floor that we just measured, right? Get the hell out of here, right? Get out of here. But they're going to say this, but what I tell you to do is the ones that are commenting on everyone's comment and just going everywhere, look at their channel, because I call those the comprehensive globe proof channels, because they have all of the globe proofs on them. And what I mean by that, they're completely empty channels. There's nothing on them. They're just bots or lazy trolls.
Yeah. Well,
so there you go.
That sounds amazing.
Welcome to the storm, boys. It's coming. when you
appreciate you. Okay. Thank you.
I'm hoping you'll come back on with us because this has been fun.
I will. You guys are great. I'll do another show with you. In the very near future, if you want.
Yeah, because there were so many.
Let's get this one up. Send me a link when this goes live. When are you putting this up? Soon.
It'll be up Monday.
Beautiful. Send me a YouTube link, and I'll share it on the app. I have an interview section on the app. It'll be right on the top.
Sounds great, man. I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys.
Man.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
It's good to talk to guys that actually have freaking brains that can think. You're a rare breed.
We appreciate that. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Peace. Bye.